Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the KRN Heat Exchanger and Refrigeration Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kapil Yadav from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you very much. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I welcome all participants on the call and thank the management of KRN Heat Exchanger and Refrigeration Limited for this opportunity to host this call. I have with me the senior management of KRN Heat Exchanger, Mr. Santosh Kumar Yadav, who is the CMD, Mr. Sonu Gupta, who is the CFO, and Mr. Praveen Yadav, the company secretary. With this, I now hand over the conference to the senior management team of KRN Heat Exchanger. Over to you, sir.
Hello. Good afternoon to all. It's a pleasure to connect with you all, and we thank you for joining us today for the KRN Heat Exchanger and Refrigeration Limited inaugural conference call to discuss the financial performance of the company for the second quarter and first half of the fiscal year 2025. We extend warm welcome to each one of you, especially considering the recent milestones of our listing. KRN was founded in 2017, and we have quickly established as a trusted manufacturer and exporter in the HVAC&R industry. We specialize in aluminum and copper fin and copper tube heat exchangers, water coils, condenser coils, and evaporator coils. We serve diverse applications in heating, ventilation, air conditioning, and refrigeration. Our current production facility spans over 100,000 sq ft, enabling us to produce over 1 million units annually. Approximately 19% of our output is exported during the quarter two, meeting international quality standards of our clients, including industry leaders like Daikin and Schneider Electric. KRN recently got listed on the NSE and BSE in October 2024, and we are grateful for the strong market reception. This platform will enable us to pursue further strategic growth. With that, I would like to present our financial performance for the quarter. To start with, we achieved a significant milestone this quarter by surpassing rupees 100 crores in standalone revenue, reflecting a 39.41% year-over-year increase in total income for quarter two. For quarter two financial year 2025, the company reported a consolidated total income of 92.53 crore, making a 28.41% increase from 72.06 crore in quarter two FY24. Consolidated EBITDA rose by 36.38% year-over-year to 19.59 crore, resulting in an improved EBITDA margin of 21.17% by 124 basis points. Net profit for the quarter surged 42.98% to 12.37 crore, with a net profit margin reaching 13.35%, an increase of 136 basis points. EPS also saw a 34.69% growth, reaching rupees 2.64. For the first half of financial year 2025, total income was 189.52 crore, up by 16.24%, and net profit increased by 24.93% to 24.34 crore, with EPS rising 18.28% to ₹5.24. On a consolidated basis, KRN achieved a total income of 100.46 crore in quarter two financial year 2025, up by 39.41% from the previous year quarter two. Standalone EBITDA increased by 33.89% to 19.12 crore, though the EBITDA margin slightly decreased by 78 basis points to 19.03%. Net profit rose by 41.55% to rupees 12.13 crores, with a net profit margin of 12.08%, an improvement of 24 basis points. The EPS for the quarter grew up by 33.85%, reaching rupees 2.61. For the half year financial year 2025, standalone income grew up by 22.18% to rupees 199.19 crore, with a net profit increasing by 21.11% to rupees 23.76 crore, and EPS reaching rupees 5.13, reflecting a 15.02% growth. Regionally, our domestic market has contributed approximately 81% of our quarter two consolidated revenue, where international market accounted for 19%. This geographic balance enables us to capture diverse growth opportunities while maintaining a stable revenue stream. Overall, our performance highlight is its competitive positioning and strategic focus on market expansion and creating a strong foundation for continuous growth. Our listing strengthens our public presence and offers us a strong platform for sustained growth and hence viability and deeper market engagement. Investor confidence in our vision is very clear, and we are committed to leveraging this to fuel our long-term growth ambitions. The management would like to express its gratitude to all our dedicated employees, customers, and stakeholders for their unconditional support. Their trust and support continue to be the backbone of our success. We are looking forward, and we are committed to driving sustained growth, enhancing our operational efficiencies, and creating enduring value for our stakeholders. Thank you for your continuous support, and we look forward to a better, bright future together. Thank you.
May we proceed with the question and answer session, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Harshal from Rashi FinCorp. Please go ahead. Harshal, your line has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question. As there's no response from the current participant, we will proceed to the next question, which will be from the line of Prateek Sen from Dexter Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sure. Thanks for the opportunity. Can you please share more details on the recently signed 1,000 crore MOU with the Rajasthan government? And how will it be funded? Are we going to raise more debt or equity? And is there a purchase agreement in place for specific type of heat exchangers as a part of this investment?
No, this actually we signed with the Rajasthan government under this Rising Rajasthan. So government want to sign because we already have a project like Cairn HVAC, our new subsidiary, only subsidiary. And we have already like committed to invest on that same. So they asked to keep what will be the next 5-year plan. So this we signed 1,000 crore for for future plan. So that already we like 342 crore we already received from our IPO, and rest we will invest from our accruals, and if need, then we will take from our banks and financial institutes.
Okay. So the rest of the amount will be invested in a staggered way from internal accruals?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, for Cairn HVAC, we had projected that commercial production will start in April of 2025. Are we currently on track with this timeline, and when can we expect the numbers to flow into our financials?
No, production we are going to start on April 25th only. So you can say sampling we will start in April, and then mass production will start maybe in coming one or two next months. So financial will start from second quarter of 25th.
Okay. And sir, are we catering to some new clients via Cairn HVAC?
Yes. As we added new new products, so it's like bar and plate heat exchanger is the new, and then roll bond also is new, and also we added, so these will be for sure there will be a new customer and some also existing customers. So because it is existing products heat exchanger, so we are expanding the capacity and adding the new products.
So it means new customer also add and new with our existing also like what capacity as of now we have is only limited. So we are on the 100% capacity as of now. So whatever like existing customer ask for new growth, we will add from HVAC and then for new product, we will add new customers.
Understood, sir. Thanks. I'll get back in queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sagar Tanna from Alchemy Ventures. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, Santoshi, on a successful listing.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I have two questions, sir. Jaise aapne bataya ki production shuru ho jayegi April 25 se and ramp up commercial production will start from second quarter. So in ye pura, if I understand, if I remembered correctly during our IPO discussion, you had mentioned ye 6x capacity puri ek saath aa jayegi. Is my understanding correct?
Yes, correct.
So year one, kitna capacity utilization hum expect kar rahe hai, sir?
Numbers cannot describe, but however we are trying to achieve this full capacity next 3 years. We start from 25th.
So April 25 se leke 3 saal mein ye full capacity utilization hum expect kar sakte hain.
Yes.
Got it. So is it fair to assume, sir, ki year one would be 25-30% kind of capacity utilization?
No, actually, to be honest, I cannot describe like that because we are adding new product also. So first we will go to our customer for new product. So because sometime, honestly, season how works and the requirement is like that. So it can be more or it can be less, but it depends on situation and our product quality, of course. So we are trying for, of course, positive side.
Got it. Sir, mera dusra question rahega, sir. Of this new capacity, how much would be earmarked for exports? Hum kya target kar rahe?
Yes, actually heat exchanger jo fin and tube side hai wo new machines added hai based on target for of course Europe and North America humne target kiya because we are adding new geometry. So new geometry actually these are like 5 by 16 and quarter inch, so there nobody using in India. Of course we will try to our domestic customer as well, but hamara target mainly customers jo rahega North America and Europe rahega for current jo hamara product hai uske liye, and for the new product hai uske liye first we will start with domestic and then we will target export.
Got it. Thank you so much and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hardik Gandhi from HPMG Shares and Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello sir, am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so I'm quite new to your company. I did go through the presentation which was shared, but I had a few questions. So please pardon me for the initial one.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the manufacturing which you are doing, how much is fixed price contract given that we use so much of the aluminum, like copper, as well as other metals?
Like in tonnage?
Yeah, so means usually do we fix the price in the starting or is it variable costing?
Actually, we do like that, like last quarter average of the copper LME and aluminum LME and USD to INR conversion. So this we apply to our customer for last quarter to next quarter. So it means in a year, we change our prices like 4 times and same we will pass to our customer. If in case of decrease or increase, both we pass to our customer.
Understood. So you mean to say that we use the prices of the last quarter and then we use them to quote it for the next quarter for the upcoming orders?
Yes, it's like that also. We have always like two months inventory we carry and like then we rolling. So whatever we are using in a month, we just rolling so that we use our average and we pass to our customer same.
Understood. And so what would be the, as well as the execution period for the same?
Sorry?
What would be the current order book which we have? And if you could provide, within how much time can we execute that given order?
Actually, our order book is not like that project-based because we do B2B business and mainly we like develop with our customers. So sometimes this development time from 2 months to 1 year. So after like develop the product, then we supply on their requirement, like whatever they are making in a month, we have to supply. So we receive from some of customer like 6 month forecast, some from 3 months, some from 2 months. And from some, we receive the PO only. So then it's rolling the each month. So you can see, like since last 6 years, we are working on the same pattern.
So what would be the peak revenue from the existing capacity, if you could mention that.
Now we are almost 100% capacity with existing 95% around maximum can utilize, and we are on the same page as of now.
So the Q2 revenue, you would say we are at 95% utilization, and Q2 revenue reflects peak revenue at 95% utilization.
I think Q2 we achieved 85% production capacity. Yeah.
Okay. And what is the additional capex which we are putting? What will be the additional capacity which we are putting in?
Total, we are expanding 6x capacity with new facilities. KRN SVSC Products Private Limited is the wholly subsidiary of the KRN Heat Exchanger, and this we are increasing 6x capacity.
Okay. And the project with the Rajasthan government, the MOU which we signed, that is separate or included in the same?
Included.
Included. And what would be our guidance for the upcoming years? Like if you have some numbers in your mind.
A number cannot be shared.
Okay. And are you able to sustain the margin?
Yes.
Okay. And who would be the key competitors in this space for us? Given that, you know, a lot of players like Blue Star and other players, they manufacture their own things with in-house, and some people outsource. So just wanted to have a more visibility.
So mainly like OEMs, they make in-house for their mass production requirement, but they also buy from us like for critical requirement or some specialist exchanger. So our USB is like a reliable product, quality product, and you can say for commercial side. So our industry is growing in a good way, and also we are increasing our number of customer and number of like export side we are growing. So both if we are adding, then growth will be the continue.
Okay, and just the last question I would like to squeeze in, given that there's a data center boom going on, and you know they'll require the cooling systems, are we tapping into that industry also through any of our partners, or are we individually trying to get into? Is there a plan for that? Just
yes, our data center business we have I think 2-3 customers. So if you see our like last document, so like last year we had around 7% from revenue from data center only. So main our data center is like we are supplying to Schneider Electric, and there is two other additional customer also to whom we are supplying for data center. So we have 3 big OEM to whom we are supplying for data center. And also we are trying for export also to adding some customers from data center business. But there is good growth in data center. You are right.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much for the question. All the best. And that's it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Yashovardhan Banka from Tiger Assets. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Am I audible?
Yes.
Okay. So can you apprise me of the industry tailwinds in the heat exchanger and the growth we are seeing in the industry as a whole?
Actually, we make like fin and tube type heat exchangers. So there is some confusion like in room air conditioning also is our product, and commercial side like metro, train, bus air conditioning, data center is also product. So like room air conditioning, you can see like growth is in your market around 8%. But commercial side growth is around 20 to 25%, especially like data center growth is more than 50%. So some big OEM, they make in-house for room air conditioning, but like commercial side, they buying from outside or special production like that from us. So numbers I don't have exactly because of this reason. But from commercial side, I can say our growth is more than 20% in India. And for export, especially for North America, we have good chance because from China, they have anti-dumping around 25% on our product. And Europe and USA, of course, they are working on China plus one policy. So that is also good for us. So we participate in exhibition in Europe and USA both. So we have multiple customer in pipeline. But because of our capacity limitation, we are unable to serve them. But however, that's why we are increasing 6x capacity. We will be able to supply them from new facility.
Okay. Sir, and the industry size, as you said, like you're in the fin and tube industry, like heat exchangers, right? So what is the industry size of the fin and tube heat exchangers?
That's why I am unable to actually in term of data. I have to check because if we add room air conditioning and complete the commission, the data will change for sure. So I don't have this data on my hand now. I will come back to you maybe or we became a one-to-one one call I can describe. Right?
Okay, sir. Just on the margin expansion, sir, are we looking at increasing our margins to say around 20 to 25% moving ahead?
No, percentage of course cannot target, but however we are trying to increase our margin because of new facility, because we are putting solar facility on the this new facility, so it's a 8 megawatt facility, so it means our electricity cost will be less. Secondly, this new facility is a new income tax scheme, so there will be the 10% less, so 15% scheme. Secondly, we are trying to increase our export, so our like margins are quite good compared to domestic margins. And also there is new policy by our Rajasthan government's RIPS is 24, RIPS 24, so that also will receive some incentive. So if we I club these all regions, then for sure we will be able to increase.
Okay, sir. And sir, what is the execution timeline that we are looking at for the Rajasthan project, the order we have recently received?
So this is only, so it will start from early next year, April or May, from 25th.
And so the execution timeline, as in how much time are we looking to complete it?
So our this facility is still under construction. Machine we are buying already ordered. So some machine also we received. Some trial is going on. So I'm talking about this April 25th for sample process only. And this we are trying to achieve this complete facility like capacity within 3, we start from 25th.
Okay, and sir, on the margins on the same, on the project, Gujarat project, what margins are we looking at there?
We will try to increase slightly because of reason I described earlier.
Okay, so somewhere around 18 to 20%?
Honestly, I cannot be converting numbers.
Okay, sir. And sir, lastly, just the industry growth that we're looking at, and are we expecting to grow faster than the industry?
Yeah, actually we make heat exchangers for commercial side. So if you see the Indian market also is growing much better compared to this room air conditioning. So room air conditioning industry is growing around 8 to 9%, but our commercial side is growing more than 20%. Especially like data center growth is more than 50%.
Okay.
Then bus air conditioning, metro, train, heat pump, all industry is growing well.
So just last question. I was going across the new arrivals preview. I came across this bar and plate heat exchanger that we are expanding. This is a new product, right? So
yes.
Can you just help me with the application of the same? And is it like a higher margin product?
This is the one, another type of heat exchanger. So bar and plate. So mainly we will targeting this electric loco for Indian Railway. Because earlier diesel loco that not required of this type of product, but electric loco is the mandatory. And also we targeting this heavy earth movers, forklift trucks and compressors industry. So they use as a oil cooler. And also there is the scope of the export for North America and Europe. But first we will start with the Indian Railway and domestic requirement, and then we will add export as well.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prakash Andalia from Finventures. Please go ahead. Prakash, your line has been unmuted. As there's no response from the current participant, we will move to the next question, which will be from the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is on the data center side. If I understand it right, Schneider Electric contributes like 90-95% of our data center business. So just to understand, do we have an exclusive agreement when it comes to supply of the that specific part when it comes to the data center business that Schneider gets?
Actually, we have purchase agreement, but we don't have exclusive agreement ki we can on supply. But just for example, we started with Schneider 4 years back only, and that time our share was only 5 to 10% of their total volume. But this year, we are going to achieve more than 90 or 95% of their total volume. So it means our share is almost standalone, but some products they are buying from one Indian supplier, and as well as they are buying from outside also. So we are developing with them also. But now we are not single, but we are the major supplier for them.
So their earlier supplier, was it an import of that part or it was some local competitor?
Both. Import, they are importing also earlier, and from the buying from domestic also, both.
Okay, okay. So when it comes to our export part of the business currently, can you give me the top two products that contribute to the revenue?
The for export, mainly we supplying to fan coil unit product, and then secondly for heat pump, for swimming pool heat pump, and also for transport business also, like truck refrigeration and this business also.
Sorry sir, the first product, what did you say?
This is the fan coil unit, FCU.
Okay, okay, fan coil unit and the pump part, okay. Okay, and just one last question before I get back in the queue. Can you tell me how, for our new facility, what would be the normal timeline to get the validation from customers that are the export side of it? I mean, because if I understand, there would be a reasonable chunk of revenue that comes from export from a new facility. What is the normal timeline? Because if I understand, if we are starting our commercial production in quarter two, but it would be possible that by the time we land a client, it would be quarter three, quarter four. So just to get the timeline, understanding of the timeline.
I got your question. Actually, it depends on customer type and product type. Because some of customer, if we are replicate the product, like whatever we are using and we have same geometry or same design, so we can change very quickly. But sometimes we design the also product. It means maybe they are using that product maybe more than 10 year or 15 year, but now technology has been changed. So we request to them, that type of customer, if we have new design, you can save the money and we can offer the new design. But for that validation process must we have go. So it means that process will sometime maybe they complete maybe 6 months or sometime 8 months and sometime 1 year as well. And whatever like our existing customer approval side, so we have already many customers in our pipeline and we are developing with them with our existing facility. It means the development process will be complete once our new facility will be start. So this development we are like doing with some of our customers since last 1 year, with some of like some 8 months, but we are unable to supply mass production because of capacity constraint. But however, once we have new capacity, we can immediately start from new facility.
Okay, got it, sir. Got it, sir. All the best, sir, and I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alisha M. from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening.
Good evening.
Sir, I just wanted to know that what is the revenue split between room AC and commercial currently?
Actually, like we call like commercial, data center, and then automotive. So if I consider all commercial, so room air conditioning last year we achieve only 2.5%, and rest is only commercial side.
And what would be the share of data centers within this?
7% last year.
So bulk of it is going to the auto industry?
No, it's like commercial side, like truck refrigeration, bus air conditioning, fan coil unit, heat pump, swimming pool heat pump, VRV, duct tables, and then power plant coolings. So there is a multiple segment.
Understood. And we're increasing our capacity by 6x, and we're saying that we're targeting to use it in 3 years. So what is giving us this confidence is there some client which is maybe given some softer commitment, or is there a newer application? What is giving us the confidence to use 6x capacity in 3 years?
If you see, or you maybe check our history, like we started 6 years back only, no? So when we started with one facility, and then each, like last 6 years is our record like that, we added one new land. So we added 3 facility in KRN Heat Exchanger, and then we started with KRN HVAC. So now we have 2 land in KRN HVAC, 3 land also in HVAC. So total we have 6 property, and this big capacity is around 72,000 square meter. So each year we added the land, building and machine also, so increasing the capacity. But these nuts and peanuts, we are unable to cater to our customer, our requirement because of the capacity constraint or market requirement. So based on that, we decided to cater the right things to market, especially for Europe and USA. We need one idle facility or one of the best art facility. Maybe we can comply our layout, single piece flow, everything process like as a MNC. So these things we have decided, and then we go for the 6x capacity. Other side, like our growth is, you can maybe see last 6 years on the same page because we are growing each year. And then we have in pipeline, like we have total customer as of now around more than 200 in our pipeline, but our major revenue, like 80% we are receiving from, I think, only 10 top 10 customer. So it means if I added some similar and new customers, then we can double the requirement. So we have in pipeline almost more than 100 customers from domestic and export side. We have developed some samples and then, but unable to supply because of capacity. So there's multiple reasons. That's why we decided to go with the big capacity, and we can achieve the right things, reliable product and best quality to our customer.
Right. Understood. So with the new capacity, are we expecting any change in our revenue mix between domestic and export? Because you did say that we wanted to keep some capacity idle for US, Europe. And over there, are they part of the 200 plus customers that you said, you know, we may not be actively working with them, but maybe we supply samples or have some softer commitment, or these will be absolutely fresh customers that we will have to approach, we will have to...
These 200 is not new customer, like if they are some working, maybe we developed some maybe small supply or some sample we already developed, many of them, but unable to convert in mass production because of capacity constraint. Second, our target will be for sure export side more, but we have to cater our existing customer for domestic supply as well. If you see our growth with domestic, like when we did, I think 85 crore, revenue, that time my Daikin big customer, we like total percentage is 33%. But last year we achieved 308 crore, then also Daikin is 33%. So it means my domestic customer requirement also growing on same page. So I have to supply to my domestic customer on same page, and then I have added, I will add new customer as well, both side, domestic and export.
Understood. And this new capacity, you're saying will come from from Q2 of FY26, correct?
Like sample, we will start from April 25th only. But okay. Mass production, we able to start or maybe before or later, maybe not later from Q2.
Okay. And mass production, at least to existing customers, we should be able to scale fairly quickly.
Yes.
Domestic. Okay. And what is the capex that we have incurred totally for this new facility?
More than 300 crore.
And what is the expected asset turn against this capex?
I think same way which we achieved till now.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Manoj Jethwa from KSA Shares and Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, and thank you for the good set of numbers, and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is pertaining to the exports. So how do you see the exports of our products in U.S. and European markets, as you had mentioned, that there is huge scope for all products there during the time of the IPO meeting, which you have mentioned. So could you please add some colors on that, sir?
Actually, like we participate in exhibition in Europe and North America both. So we started like 4 years back to both markets, and we feel they need the reliable and right quality product in single go. But if we're able to meet these two things, they are ready to pay good margins, and they have continued big order. Because earlier, they are buying from Europe, America, or of course from China. From China, now they are, especially for North America, they are facing anti-dumping 25%. And if they are buying from locally North America or Europe, so they have to pay more. So if we're able to supply reliable, right quality product to them, so they're able to save at least 10% to 15% of the money of their total buying. And also, I understood like that in commercial side or customized products, we are better than China. Because China, I feel they are good in mass production and less price. But when you ask to Chinese people, you customize the product based on customer requirement, so sometimes they are like blind. They are unable to understand even customer requirement. So we are quite good on that part. And I'm sure that is the good market for me, especially commercial side of customized product, especially North America and Europe. Yes?
Yeah. Thank you. So my second question is, during the time of the IPO, you had mentioned that you are expanding your team in the finance, marketing, exports markets, production, purchase, engineering. So from one-man show to, you know, a diversified division of, you know, duties or labor and all of that. So could you please add some color on that, sir?
Oh, first, there is no one-man show as of still now, because now my operation side and my production engineering, maintenance, HR, account side, sales marketing side, I have all HOD. But however, as of now, we have limitation of the space on existing facility, because my office space is of 70 people only, who are the completely full. So new office we are building on new facility for 500 people. And of course, I have to increase my sales marketing team and other team as well, based on our growth, based on our turnover. And we, for that, of course, daily basis, we are conducting the interview, and we already have the agency for this process. So it's under process, and hopefully it will be complete before this facility will start.
So my third question is regarding the currently almost around 33% of the revenue comes from Daikin. And
yes,
it's good that we have a steady state of revenue visibility from Daikin. But on the flip side also, there is some concerns and challenges also. If something may happen with your contractual agreement with the Daikin, then it may affect our growth story significantly. So are we have got any B plan B to de-risk or to add more customers like Daikin, where we have a good revenue visibility? Appreciate to share some color on it, sir.
Now, first of all, we are continue adding new customers, both domestic side and export side. Secondly, with Daikin, we are not working only single product. Actually, we are working on commercial side, multiple SKU. So as of now, we are supplying to them more than 100 part number each day. So it means mass production we are doing in-house, but like commercial side or small batches or customized coil, they are buying from us. So hope it will be continued, because volume is not good for them. If volume will okay, then for sure they can see or they can think for in-house facilities. But for in our case, we feel because we are supplying to them right quality, right delivery, and of course, right cost, and we are very near to us to them, so their freight cost almost zero. So it means we packing also, we do recyclable. So it means packing and freight cost for them almost zero, and we are supplying right quality, right delivery. So there is the reason, because which I understood, Japanese people, they do, if you have like in-house facility, then for one product they put like one line and they do, the investment is huge. So ROI cannot be meet for multiple SKU. So we will, for sure, we will be continue for their facility and what supply to them.
Sir, what could be our working capital cycle days in terms of inventories, debtors, trade payable?
As of now, it's around 3.5 months.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side. All the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya from Religare. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, you're audible.
Yeah. My question is regarding the data center. Can you touch upon the products which goes into the data center? Are they used for air cooling or liquid cooling or immersion cooling?
No, data center actually complete product they make like indoor side and outdoor side. So mainly for air-cooled chiller, so it's our Finnan tube type heat exchanger in air-cooled chiller. So they mainly use for data center cooling. Secondly, indoor side, whatever they are making complete machine. So indoor evaporator coil we are supplying to them. This immersed cooling and whatever, this is the different technology. I think they are using heat exchanger, but of course they are using Finnan tube, then we have to supply to them. So final technology, we are not much aware, but this air-cooled chiller, we are supplying to them Finnan tube and evaporator side, indoor side, the evaporator coil we are supplying to them.
Got it. And apart from Schneider Electric, which are the two other companies that we are supplying to?
The two companies, actually, we don't have received signed documents, so that's why unable to describe name.
Okay. And here you said that we are targeting exports as well. So like what
Yes.
steps we have taken in this direction to, you can say, start
Actually, just for example, like this Schneider, no, we are supplying to them by Bangalore facility, but they have another facility in Italy, and they are buying almost more than 100 crore of heat exchangers. So they suggest us you can approach to them, then they introduce us. So we went there, we visit them, then they visit us, and then we have like some agreement signed, and then we supply to sample. They approved our sample, but mass production not started because of our capacity. So hopefully we will start with them for Europe market. Other some of customer also similar type.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, thanks for answering my questions. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Nitin Gandhi from KIFS Trade. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Can you just share what's the percentage of revenue contribution from Schneider?
I think I don't have exact data, but I think around 10% approx.
Okay, fine. No issues. Thank you. And with existing unit, you can have peak revenue of somewhere around, say, 110 crore per quarter. And with 6x capacity which you are generating, so that will have effectively another 2,000 crore addition. Is it a right peak potential, or are you planning some other high-value items which could take the revenue further higher from 2,000 crore?
Actually, we are adding a new product as well. So this is one of the bar and plate. Of course, this is the higher value and some low product also, this roll mount evaporator. But in number, to be honest, I cannot convert. But it will be around similarly.
Okay. No, because I just worked out from you replied asset turnover is likely to be more or less same from the existing, so I just converted from that. And so I thought 2,500 crore could be the peak revenue from all put together, existing and the new. That's the my rough working.
Got it.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hardik Gandhi from HPMG Shares and Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello? Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible, sir.
Hello, sir. Sorry to bother you again. Sir, just one small question. That going forward, as we said that, you know, we are expanding into multiple segments. And by what time do you think that we'll reach a considerable 80-85% peak utilization in the expanded capacity, like existing as well as the expanded capacity? By what time are you envisioning that?
I think I already replied this question. For we are targeting our capacity next 3 years, start from 25th.
Yeah, and sorry, I might be confused, but are we starting the mass production by Q2 FY25 or Q2 FY26?
Actually, mass production means like sampling, we can start from Q1. So 3 months will be like some small approval. So of course, for big volume, we will start from Q2 only.
Sir, but Q1 which year? Sorry.
Sorry?
Q1 which year? FY25?
Next year. Next year Q1.
Next year Q1. Okay.
Yes.
So
25-26.
FY25-26. Okay. Understood. Yeah, that's it from my side. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil from Ostwal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. So I just had a question on the market share. What's your market share in India? And who would be your major competitors in each of the product lines, if you can just elaborate?
As of now, like the market share is still, we are unable to change in numbers. The reason is because fin and tube used in room air conditioning as well as commercial air also. So mainly room air conditioning, they mainly big volume, they make in-house only. So commercial side, we are the, you can say, ki as an Indian supplier, we are the leading supplier. However, there is another company called similar way, Sparotech heat exchanger in Rajasthan only. Now it's acquired by one of Italian companies called Luwe Group. So now it's belong to Europe, and they do almost more than 90% export to Europe and of course America. Second, one of our competitor, you can say, Prajai Heat Exchangers, Bombay-based company, Indian company. They are supplying to near to Bombay customer. So I feel there is only two.
Okay. Sir, if you could just repeat that name of the person, the competitor who exports 90% to Europe and U.S.?
Yeah, it's Sparotech. Sparotech, Sparotech heat exchanger.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Agrawal from Param Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you for the opportunity. So my question comes back on this. So obviously, we are adding a lot of capacity, and our margin profile is likely to remain similar or actually improve. So can you talk a bit about our USP in terms of, so looks like at 8-9x asset turn and the kind of 19-20% EBITDA margin and maybe 12-13% PAT margin, it looks very, very profitable, right? So one question comes is, why are others not adding if we are adding? So I'm sure you have that first mover advantage and maybe the empanelment with the clients. Anything there, sir, in terms of how do you ensure this kind of margin profile stays in the longer run, sir?
No, I think this Sparotech I mentioned now. So Sparotech doing more than top line from us, and of course, their gross margin is similar to us. So they do almost 90% export. So it means there is a good chance to export. But we are like specializing in commercial side because we are making big heat exchangers. So as of now, still we are making up to 12-meter heat exchanger. So you can see like 12-meter heat exchanger, and some machines they use 4 numbers, or some machines they use 8 numbers. So 12-meter, 8 numbers if use some customers. So you can see, like you can maybe feel machine size. So it means they need reliable product actually, na? Because our main strength is USP, you can say, we able to customize the product as per customer requirement, and we can able to give the, like, able to give the feel you can have, feel like this product will must be reliable from our side. So you can say reliability, and of course, the quality and delivery and customization. So, and my background is operation side, so we able to do these things based on customer trust, and then we able to trust on big OEMs, and then the story is going on continue.
Great. Great. Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prakash Sandhilya from Finvestors. Please go ahead.
Very first of all, thanks for the.
Sir, sorry to interrupt, but your line is not clear. You're breaking up in between.
Sir, you.
Sir, you are not audible. May I request you to please check your connection, sir, or switch the mode?
Audible?
No, sir, you are not audible. We request you to please establish a better connection and rejoin the queue, sir. Thank you. We will proceed to the next question, which will be from the line of Mohit Chu from Shubh Labh Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Yadav. Greetings. This is Prateek from Shubh Labh Research.
Thank you, sir.
Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Congratulations on successful listing. So most of my questions are answered. Just wanted to understand a bit about the current financial year, FY25. Since we are already at around 85-90% capacity utilization, is it fair to assume that for Q3 and Q4, our revenues are going to be in the range of 110-120 crore only? Or can there be an upside scope to this, Mr. Yadav?
Sir, honestly, I think numbers cannot be clear. But I think but the growth will be similar way almost last year if you compare to.
Okay, no, no, okay, that's fine. So let me reframe it. We are at 85% capacity utilization, and what's the peak capacity utilization we can hit in this business in the current capacity, sir? Can we reach 100?
I think maximum. Actually, it's also capacity, you can understand, because we calculated based on like our lines, because some lines we have, like, still we are achieving 100%, but some lines, like, we have 80% or 85%. So overall, we can achieve 85 to 90% maximum.
Okay, so on a blended basis, you're saying the peak we can hit is 85%?
Yes, sir.
Which we are currently at. Okay, okay. Yes. I get that. Belated Happy Diwali, Mr. Yadav, and congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Preet from Almonds Global. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Good evening.
Firstly, congratulations on the successful listing. And I'll just get to the questions. Most of my questions are answered. But I just had to add on to it with the diversification of the product offerings. So when will these new products start reflecting in the revenue, and what kind of revenue growth can be expected from those?
In this overall plant, including new products, it will start from April 25th only. So including new product as well, and domestic, like our existing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this oil cooling and then roll bond is one of type other heat exchanger only, but they are only heat exchanger. So it means our strategy like that, we are going to all type of heat exchanger in one room. So as of now, we call some fin and tube, then this also heat exchanger, then this bar and pit also another type of heat exchanger, then roller bond also is another type of heat exchanger. So this will come on 10 time, and our capacity is including all around 6x, and then we're going to achieve in the next 3 years, start from 23.
All right. Thank you so much. And I also wanted to ask, is the 100% revenue coming from OEMs, or is after sales also contributing to it?
Aftermarket, I think, is almost zero. Maybe some samples, maybe we sell, but of course, 100% from OEM only.
Okay. And are there any plans on expanding into the aftermarket?
No.
All right. And one last question. With a significant proportion of revenue coming from B2B clients and growing exports to US and Europe, can you elaborate more on the strategy for securing new international clients, especially with the anti-dumping tariffs against Chinese products in the USA?
I think I already replied, however, I can come again, because this European and the USA, they need reliable product, and of course their commitment also must be good. Because earlier they feel ki as an Indian supplier, we are not able to supply right quality and right delivery. Of course, sometimes we lie. But now market is changing. Of course, we are supplying to some of our customers like since last 4 years, and they are quite happy. We receive very good appreciation mail also, and then we participate in exhibition. So then some of customers we are meeting with them last 4 years, but now unable to supply as a mass production because of capacity. So in our pipeline, there is good customer from both regions like Europe and North America. And now in our market also good reputation after listing as well, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So because our B2B, and then you can say it's now marketing of course, we have good clients, and of course, our future is bright based on that. Yes.
Right. Okay. And are there additional industries or companies or countries that you are targeting?
Yeah, company for sure, additional customer like in acquisition, whatever inquiry we are receiving, we reply to them, and we study this person, company size and what they are buying, so based on that we select and then we continue with them. But region like as of now we are targeting only Europe, North America, including Canada, and then UAE.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as our last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kapil Yadav for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Dovin, and thank you, Karen, Heat Exchanger Management, for taking our time for this call, and thank you all the participants. As I can see, there are few questions lined up, so we can take it offline later. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Kapil. Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.